Radio Prague News.
The first official Czech ministerial visit to China is to be made in 15 years. The Football Association has given up its bid to host the 2020 European Championships, and Czechs are having their first sexual experiences earlier but safer. Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek will fly to Beijing, China on Sunday for a three-day official visit, the first by a Czech minister for 15 years, the government announced on Wednesday. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said the visit was a mark of the government's desire to reset relations with China. He pointed out that major European countries like Germany, France and Britain had not let human rights issues get in the way of developing much better relations than those enjoyed by the Czech Republic. Zaorálek said relations with China had been at freezing point and that stalled trade, export and other deals. China was looking at the possibility of establishing a technology park, probably in Moravia Silesia, which would focus on high value-added production, he said. The Czech Football Association has given up its idea of making a bid to co-host the European Championships in 2020. The final nail in the coffin for the bid was the refusal of Prague City Council to sign up to an agreement between it, the association, and European football's governing body, UEFA. Prague City Councillors said they were afraid Prague would have to cover costs of the event if there were problems and complained that the Football Association had not been in contact over the previous 3 months. The Czech Football Association had been hoping that proposals to enlarge Prague's Eden Stadium would make it eligible to host some of the European Championship games, which UEFA wants to share between 13 cities. Most Czechs have sex for the first time before they are 18, according to a survey results announced Wednesday by the Prague-based Sexological Institute. Results from the previous study held 5 years ago found that Czechs were 18 or over when they first had sex. The latest results showed that 42% of couples relied on condoms during their first sexual experience, compared with only a third doing so in 2008. The biggest source of information about sex for a third of women and over a third of men were friends and acquaintances. Researchers pointed out that this was not always the most accurate source of information. More than 300 Czech bookshops were on Wednesday offering 15% reductions on their prices as part of a campaign to cut value-added tax on books. The Association of Czech Booksellers and Publishers has welcomed the government proposal to cut the current 15% VAT rate on books to 10%, but says it still believes that the right rate should be 5%. The association says a 10% rate would still leave the Czech book sales tax higher than in most other European countries. Goalkeeper Petr Čech suffered a shoulder injury in Chelsea's match on Tuesday against Atletico Madrid, which has put him out of action for the rest of the season. Čech collided with Atletico's Raul Garcia and came off in just the 18th minute. He was replaced by 41-year-old Mark Schwarzer, making his only second appearance in the competition. The semi-final ended 0-0. The teams will meet next week for the second leg at Stamford Bridge. Prague hockey club Lev Praha have taken a 2-1 lead in the Gagarin Cup final against Magnitogorsk. The teams met for Game 3 in Prague on Tuesday. The match appeared headed for overtime, but Lev's Justin Azviedo scored with just 21 seconds left on the clock to clinch the win. No non-Russian team has ever won the Gagarin Cup. Game 4 takes place in Prague on Thursday. In the other closely watched match, Kometa Brno beat Zlín 3-1 on Tuesday in Game 4 of the Czech Hockey League finals to stave off elimination. Zlín still leads 3-1 in the best of seven series and will have another chance to clinch the title next time on home ice. If Zlín win, they claim the first league title in 10 years. I'm Chris Johnston and that was the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Bellinger. Coming up in today's program, a new study reveals how small variety and grocery stores have been affected by large supermarket chains and hypermarkets. Czech officials are looking to crack down on the so-called clocking of used cars, that is, the altering of the odometer to bring mileage down. And then stay tuned for Marketplace. The results of a survey released by Nielsen, Czech Republic, this week suggest the last 15 years or so have been less than kind to small grocery and variety stores in the country. While in 2000 there were more than 10,600, the number has since dropped by roughly one-third. The reason? Hyper and supermarket chains have largely changed how many Czechs do their shopping. It used to be in smaller towns and villages that Czech families preferred shopping at smaller stores, either on the main square or the main road. But in places like Výškov near Brno, things have changed. Otilia Paludová is a local resident.
On the square, there was a butcher's shop. There was an electronic goods store. There was a greengrocer's. We still have the last, but it's now a Vietnamese-run shop.
In all, four stores on the square closed, and elsewhere the situation isn't much better, according to Czech TV, who visited Lucia Kultová, a shop owner who ran out of business in the Begin in the Rakovník area. Her shelves have been empty and doors closed now for months.
It was a classic variety store. That is where we had the bread and rolls, the desserts and so on.
Čokolády, prášky, pudinky.
Despite support from the local town hall, which waived her rent, her customer base was negligible by the end, with locals of the village opting increasingly to travel 15 kilometers to the nearest hypermarket instead. And according to the Nielsen survey, it is sites like those, hypermarkets or supermarket chains, that are increasingly where Czechs prefer to buy food and other goods. A one-stop visit by car, where families can do all their shopping in one go. As stores of 50 square meters or less, often of the mom-and-pop variety, have suffered, hypermarkets have grown. And with sales and a broader selection, they've made it significantly tougher for small shop owners to stay in business. According to the study, back in 2000 there were 900 supermarkets in the country, between 400 and 2,499 square meters in size. Today their number stands at just over 1,350. Hypermarkets, even larger, beginning at 2,500 square meters, have more than tripled over the same period. 15 years ago, there were just 68. Today, 309. And while it appears that closures of small shops have fallen off somewhat, the impact of the chain stores is real in places like Čáslav, which saw its first local hypermarket open only a year ago. A family which runs a small grocery store in the area told Czech TV they had seen a drop in sales of 50%. Shop co-owner Blanka Štusková.
My sister and I run this shop after our parents. It was in operation for 20 years before now, and everything was fine.
Now it remains a question of how they will weather the situation into the future. Perhaps there is reason to be pessimistic. As the survey suggests, only 12% of Czechs currently prefer small venues as their shops of choice. Now, Czech officials have pledged to crack down on the widespread practice of altering used cars' mileage. It is estimated that half, that's right, you heard me, half of all second-hand vehicles sold are clocked, costing customers dozens of billions each year. The Ministry of Industry and Trade now wants to make mileage manipulation a criminal offense. Jan Richter has the details.
An estimated 570,000 used cars were sold in the Czech Republic last year, which means that for every new car, more than three pre-owned vehicles were sold. But experts warn about half of them were clocked, that is, their mileage was altered to get a higher price from the buyer. Industry and Trade Minister Jan Mládek outlined the scope of the problem at a news conference on Wednesday.
Czech consumers are being cheated on a mass scale. They buy old cars at multiples of their real values. They lose billions of crowns every year on pre-owned cars, which pose a threat to the environment as well as to the safety of their owners and other drivers on the road.
There are around 1,200 used cars dealerships in the Czech Republic, which last year sold around 260,000 vehicles. The remaining cars were sold privately. But there are also at least 29 companies which publicly advertise that for a small fee they will alter the car's mileage so that the seller can get a better price and dealers have a quicker turnover. The practice can be punished using Czech anti-fraud legislation, but officials say that no such case has ever been brought before court. Minister Mladek says that in cooperation with other government agencies, he will push for new, stricter legislation to curb the practice.
We need to make this a criminal offense so that people who do this can end up in prison. But we will also need to introduce other measures. For instance, authorized service stations should set up databases to provide alternative sources of information about the vehicles.
Consumer groups have welcomed the initiative. They say additional sources of information about second-hand cars are crucial, as better-informed buyers are less likely to buy clogged cars. Zbigniew Veselý is the head of SOVA, a Czech Association of Car Owners.
Plans to make car clocking a crime won't completely do away with the issue, but I expect that it will dramatically lower the frequency of the fraud, which is now being publicly committed and is advertised on the internet.
However, nearly half of all the used cars sold in the country last year went for 100,000 crowns or less. That makes some experts believe that car clocking will only become less frequent if Czechs are able to pay more for the cars in the first place.
Jan Richter reporting now. Just a reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service. If you'd like to comment on either of those stories or anything else that you hear in today's program, don't forget it's easy to write to us here at the station. The address is english@radio.cz. You can also look up many more news items and stories and features at our website, radio.cz. Now, though, we continue with Marketplace and Jan Richter. This episode was first broadcast last year about a new film-sharing project that was launched in the Czech Republic with the hope of becoming a game-changer in distributing movies on the internet. Entitled 31S, the project was to work in a way similar to illegal file sharing, but offer film fans a chance to pay for the content they download from the web. And the startup project was backed by some players in the film industry, while others, including anti-piracy campaigners, were highly skeptical. Marketplace with Jan Richter.
Jste stejně vášnivý filmový divák jako já. Stahujete se filmy z internetu a vadí vám, že za ně nemůžete zaplatit.
In a video message posted on the website 31s.cz, the author of the project, Pepe Rafai, appeals to film buffs to watch films right. Film fans, says Mr. Rafai, now have a chance to pay for films that they illegally downloaded in the past. Film producers, meanwhile, can get at least some money from people who would otherwise watch their movies for free. And those who pirate films and offer them for download can now actually make money doing it. I asked Pepe Rafai about how it all comes together.
Final product of film industry is not film copies, but film emotions. And this is what we sell. We sell the proof of payment. It means you can buy license for movies which you downloaded in the past illegally. According our research, there are approximately 3 million of people in the Czech Republic who are currently downloading movies per month. We can't say that all people from the community want to pay, but we think that approximately 10 or 20% would like to pay for the content, for the emotions.
So you will be trying to convince these people that downloading is for free is not fair?
Yes, exactly.
Why do you think these people will listen to this? Because, you know, they've been doing this for a while. You said the community is quite big, with 3 million people a month. What makes you think that they will actually be open to this kind of argument?
Because the community doesn't have any opportunity how to pay. The project 31S just offer how to be legal or how to be right. How to be right is better than legal, because the technology is much faster than law, because the law comes from 60s.
The project's name, 31S, refers to a 31-second long message that is to be included at the start and the end of every movie offered for download. The message contains instructions on how to pay 25 crowns, or $1.3 per film. Users then can further distribute these films through programs usually used for illegal file sharing, such as BitTorrent and others.
As the member of the community, you can be our co-distributor. It means that you can download the movie from our website with we can call that legal warning with the message "Watch it right," and he can upload it everywhere, strictly legally. In the warning, it's also QR code, which is identifying the movie and the member of the community, which receive some fee from every payment which is made.
About a half of the fee goes to film producers or right owners. The rest would be split among the co-distributors and the 31S project. The fact that 31S seeks to involve people who regularly download movies illegally could indeed become a breakthrough in online film sharing. 31S has so far gained the trust of some people in the film industry, including the Oscar-winning director and film producer Jan Svirák, who made some of his films available through 31S. The website now contains only a few dozen titles, most of them by Jan Svirák, but could get new editions from the Czech National Film Archive, a state-run institution. Its director is Michal Bregant.
This project would not legalize the illegal content online. That was the main concern of mine. So then I said, okay, now we can give it a try. We can offer you a very limited number of films. It's his duty to clear the rights with authors or authors organizations, and we will work on it. For us, it's rather an experiment that is promising, and I want to be optimistic.
Mr. Bregand has in fact agreed to provide one film, a popular Czech fairy tale, for a trial period. If the system works as desired, the archive would then increase its input. The film archive's director says he particularly appreciated the attempt to include pirates in the project.
What I liked was that he didn't want to fight against pirates by pirating. I think that it's a lost game. We need to find a positive approach to that, and we shouldn't waste our energies with fighting against something that is much more powerful and much stronger than we are.
But others are less optimistic. The Prague-based project Doc Alliance is a partnership of several European documentary film festivals. For 7 years now, it has been offering documentary movies for online streaming and for download. Diana Tabakov is in charge of acquisitions.
I think it is a very interesting project in the way that it's actually working with a mechanism that's already effective. They are using a platform that somehow illegally distributes films, and they know it's very effective, and it actually reacts to a natural behavior of the audience. And they're starting to work with this mechanism, which is a very effective way to do it. And also, I think a very good idea is the idea of sharing the co-distributors, which is a very point and core of the nature of internet, that people share things among themselves and so on. So this is, I think, a very interesting starting point.
In Doc Alliance's experience, online streaming rather than downloads is the most effective method of making people pay for films. Ms. Tabakov also says that it will be practically impossible for 31S to distribute new films and will instead have to focus on older movies. And that will do little to curb online pirates who target new films immediately after their release.
It could be a bit of a problem in the way that they are not going to be able to work on films that are absolutely current and new. So this would be rather to work with films that are older, probably legendary. People will still be interested in them, but it still will be a slightly smaller percentage of people. I don't think that this is a new revolutionary mechanism that can somehow change or stop piracy online.
The man behind 31S, Pepe Rafai, is a member of the Czech Association of Film Producers. The group discussed the project this week, but failed to reach agreement on whether they will support the project or not. The Czech Anti-Piracy Union, meanwhile, is quite open. Markéta Prchalová is the union's director.
We don't think the project provides a sustainable system of online film distribution, which would bring relevant revenues to copyright holders. We also think it ignores the basic structure of copyright and distribution rights and does not address various other issues, including territorial licensing. But the main problem is that the project is aimed at movies which have already passed through the distribution cycle. That means it can be used for a relatively small number of programs and provides no guarantees against unauthorized distribution of films whose authors decide not to join the project.
The anti-piracy group also questions viewers' willingness to pay voluntarily, according to Ms. Prchalová, who says the biggest problem is the fact that some storage sites which backed the project keep violating copyright laws.
We do take issue with the fact that several entities which are joining the project do business based on abuse of copyright. We're certainly happy that the largest Czech storage site, which provides access to a huge volume of illegal copies of audiovisual works, is now considering joining a legal distribution system. But we cannot ignore the fact that they're not planning to curb the distribution of the pirate copies. That's a major problem for us.
The author of 31S, Pepe Rafai, believes that despite the skepticism, the project will take off, and not just in the Czech Republic. He says there is no critical number of users that need to join to make it profitable. And Pepe Rafai has big plans. They have approached some international film distributors to make their films available through 31S as well.
You've been listening to Marketplace with Jan Richter, a repeat about the 31S project, a project that works similar to illegal file sharing but offers film fans a chance to pay for content downloaded from the internet. If you enjoyed today's show, we would like to invite you to contact us here at the station. The address is english@radio.cz. Otherwise, you can also take part in discussion on Facebook or Twitter. So, there's that. I'm Jan Wellinger for all of us here at Radio Prague. Thank you so much for joining us this day, and take care.